around the clock. I want a drink of water. You won't let Guinness stop me, boss man. Can't you help me? I call. Well, you ain't so big. You just tall as all.
Love have been gone. cry and I sing the blues. I sit and cry, oh, I sing the blues. I sit and cry. I sit and I cry. I sing on, I sing on, I sing on the blues. Oh, I sing on, I sing on, I sing on the blues.
I cry and sing the blues. Music from Buddy Guy. Buddy recorded in Chicago back in 1967 for Chess Records. Buddy, of course, originally from Lobdell, Louisiana, he got his start on the Baton Rouge blues scene back in the 1950s. He worked with Rafe O'Neill, who was Kenny Neal's father, and we heard Kenny prior to hearing Buddy Guy. We heard Kenny Neal from his 1998 disc, Blues Falling Down Like Rain. Again, he did a cover of the Jimmy Reed tune, Big Boss Man. Kenny Neal had his strong connection to Buddy Guy. He was recruited as a bass player for Buddy Guy's band back in 1976 and worked with Buddy Guy and Junior Wells until 1979, really learning a whole lot about the blues. He toured the United States and Europe with Buddy and Junior and got a lot of great experience. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Baton Rouge blues artist that didn't head north up to Chicago like Buddy Guy and Kenny Neal did. Kenny, of course, eventually moved back to Louisiana. Now he spends his time between San Francisco and Baton Rouge. But unlike Buddy and Kenny, who headed north at the time, we're going to turn to someone who headed west to Crowley to record at J.D. Miller Studio for Excello Records. We're talking about Silas Hogan, a swamp blues-style player, sort of in the mold of Slim Harpo. He and Slim were friends. We're going to go back to 1962 here on KRVS. Listen to Silas Hogan do a number called Airport Blues.
Yes, I'm standing at the airport, waiting for your plane to arrive. Yes, I'm standing at the airport. See your face, I believe I'm gonna break down and cry. It's been a long, long time since I looked into your eyes. It's been a long, long. It's all my fault, baby. Now I'm ready to compromise. Well, blow the wine. When you left me, little woman, in a one-room shack. When you left me, little woman, we were living in a one-room shack. Now I got me a mansion and driving a new Cadillac.
chicken, thought it was a duck. Put him on the table with his legs sticking up. You got to finally let him go. You got to finally let him go, baby. Well, you high-power women, you sure got to finally let him go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, you may be old, you may be gray. You ain't too old just to ship them there. Yeah, you got to find them go. You got to find them go. Well, you high power women, you got to find them go. Yeah. Get out of this house now, woman. Well, you high-power women, you got to bundle up and go. Bop, 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 bop.
John Lee Hooker and John Hammond from the 1992 release Boom Boom. Hooker doing a rendition of Bottle Up and Go. He had first recorded that tune back in 1959. The number goes way back. The Memphis Jug Band recorded in 1932, did another version a couple of years later. Sonny Boy Williamson I recorded it in 1937. Tommy McLennan recorded it in 1939. He was up in Chicago at the time and doing his first recordings for, I think it was, well, I better not say I don't remember exactly which record label it was, but that one has sort of been the standard by which a lot of other following recordings were patterned after. A number of people have recorded it since then. Of course, that we mentioned Hooker, Blind Boy Fuller, Lead Belly, Sonny Terry, and Brownie McGee, and the list goes on and on. Very interesting old-timey type blues number. It was preceded by a recording by Silas Hogan. We heard Silas Hogan from 1962. Recorded for Excello Records in Crowley. Silas doing a number called Airport Blues. He lived close to the Baton Rouge Airport. We're going to go back to Baton Rouge next here on KRVS. Listen to music from Larry Garner from his disc Once Upon the Blues. Here is Larry with Edward Had a Shotgun.
Still have blisters if I took his gun to school. We didn't mess with his bullets. He didn't lock up his shotgun shell. He didn't lock up his bullets because we didn't mess with shotgun shell. One thing I remember, y'all, I gave his toolbox hell. Thank you.
guns by daddy's room. I got guns and pistols raised my sons by daddy's room. They didn't mess with my shotgun, but I had to buy a new two. My daddy had a shotgun, a rifle, and a pistol too. Yeah, but had a shotgun, he had a rifle and a pistol too. Jail was the least of my worries if I took one of his guns to school. He would have killed me.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
Sinus is giving me hell. Baby, cut that thing off. I get it.
Ooh-wee. What is that you got on you smelling so good?
I ain't going to work today, I know.
Call my job. Tell the boss I won't be here. I said, call my job. And tell the boss I won't be here. Oh, you can tell him I'm sick, tell him anything. But I just had too much weekend. On Saturday I caught the horses, and today I got $1,000. I said, Saturday I caught the horses, and today I got $1,000. Oh, you look so good to me this morning, darling, that I ain't thinking about getting up. Yeah.
I've had too much weekend. He said, I'm fired. Oh, no. You can't do that to me. Did you really take the phone off the hook? You can't take a joke. I never seen a woman like you before in all days of my life. Now, what you gonna do about paying the bill? Yeah, I said the bill. Now, you got the gas bill, the light bill, not counting the food bill. You got the electric bill, and you got the water bill. Look like you're gonna have to get a job. And I don't want you coming in fussing, saying I'm pimping when I asked you how much the check is every weekend. Are you listening?
From 1977, that was Albert King, the number called Call My Job. Albert was preceded here on KRVS by Larry Garner. We heard Larry from the disc Once Upon the Blues. Again, Larry, a fine Baton Rouge blues man, writes a lot of original blues. Larry did a tune called Edward Had a Shotgun. Next year on the Blues Box, music from the late Etta James from the early 1990s. Here's Etta with her cover of Down Home Blues.
main head I've ever known. Sang hallelujah to the little queen on her throne. Some have called her a button, some call her a little man in a boat. But she's all woman with that high clasp around her throat. She's a red hot stinger, boys can't leave her alone. We'll give her a hand, talking about the queen on her throne. An ice cream cone. Don't stop now, Daddy, says the little queen on her throne. She brings a shaking chills, she can even make me moan. Rub her the right way, honey, talking about the queen on her throne. She gets so swell headed when the kid down to give her a bone. Dance, little queenie, talking about the queen on her throne. I said, dance, little queenie, talking about the queen on her throne. I said, dance, little queenie, talking about the queen on her throne.
Little Queen. That was Liz Mandeville from her disc Red Top. That one came out in 2008. She's had one since then called Clarksdale, Liz Mandeville from Chicago. And we heard Etta James. Prior to hearing Liz Mandeville here on KRVS, we heard Etta doing a rendition of Down Home Blues from her disc The Right Time. We have blues for you until 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. Today for Bach Lunch around noon in downtown Lafayette at Park Sanssouci, the band Rue Boogaloo will be performing. Then tonight, same locale, around 6 p.m., Nickel Beer plays for Downtown Alive. In Opelousas tonight, Donnie and the Pool Dudes will be playing for Music and Market. And back here in Lafayette, Cedric Watson and Dirk Powell play Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. will be at Imonelli. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew plays Rhonda's Hideout in Rain tonight. Def Doll will be at Backstage Bar and Grill. Maggie's and Quail Manifold play Grand Street Dance Hall. And Mahala will be at Artmosphere tonight. Ratty Skervik's Trio and Neighbor's Basement play Wild Salmon. And Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's. Tomorrow morning, Lil Wayne and Same Old Two-Step play for Zydeco Breakfast at the Café Des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Mercer and Johnston, as well as Tex Reeler's Doomtown, will be at Artmosphere. Warren Storm and Willie T play the Atchafalaya Club. Hamilton Loomis will be in town playing the Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow. The Vietones and Makers Reel play Feed and Seed. Dustin Ray will be at, that's correct, I'll double-check, Backstage Bar and Grill. And also, just about every Saturday afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. And also tonight, we have a Judy Carmichael playing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts downtown. She's a really great stride pianist, and she's traveled nationally and internationally touring. She's had a radio program for 20 years called Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. That airs here on KRVS at Wednesday evenings. Again, Judy playing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts tonight. On Sunday, David Egan will play for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Pistol and the Queen are at Blue Moon Saloon Sunday. Little Wayne and Same Old Two-Step play Whiskey River. Forrest Yuval and Al Berard will be at McGee's Landing. Zydeco Ray plays Randall's. Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday is Songwriter's Night at Artmosphere, a night for a jazz jam at Bisbano's. And this coming Tuesday, there's also a Cajun jam at Blue Moon Saloon. Playing for us next, we're going to turn to David Egan's disc, You Don't Know Your Mind. Egan on piano and vocals, wonderful songwriter and musician. Here's David Egan, again, he'll be playing Sunday at Blue Dog Cafe for brunch. Here's David with Bourbon in My Cup.
I got the blue. I got bourbon in my cup. Whole world drives me crazy, but I still can't get enough. I've been down so long, it starts to look like up. I got blues, I got bourbon in my little Dixie cup. Now my woman, she's so evil, but she gives me such a thrill. 20 years of trouble, and I still can't get my fill. You know one woman's way too many, and 100 ain't enough. I got blues, I got bourbon in my little Dixie cup. And it's written on the rafters, it's crawling on the ground, it's hanging from the steeple low, it's twisted round and round. Hear the whole band dragging, better pick the tempo up. I got blue, I got bourbon in my little Dixie cup. Hey. Presidential plane, made a Hollywood production to portray your grief and pain. Could all of your compassion fill this little Dixie cup? I would say the world was so much better before you gave that bourbon up. And it's written on the rafters, it's crawling on the ground, it's hanging from the steeple low, twisted round and round. Time is surely wasting, let's start this party up. Play some blues, pour some bourbon in our little Dixie cup. And it's calling from the four winds, is falling from the sky, is a steady pitter patter. It don't matter, close your eye. Sleepwalking past the graveyard, ain't nobody waking up. We got blues, we got bourbon in our little Dixie cup.
A story about a great big old giant. Ooh.
My money, my honey, and me.
I've been digging on all the stories about the West cats have told. Me and my baby cut out there to dig ourselves up a mess of gold. The minute we find buried treasure, I look up and see a great big old 8-foot giant staring dead at me.
And that dude, you know. I didn't have no more eyes for digging up no more gold. No, 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 no. I grabbed what I had in one hand and my baby in the other. The giant grabbed me by my coattails and said, don't you go another further. I ripped off my coat when I was shaking the scene. But what really got my goat is when I heard my baby scream. And that dude, that dude, 'cause I ain't going nowhere
tracks. As much as I hated the idea, I went crawling on back. I said, look at here, Mr. Giant, as I slowly raised up off one knee. I'll do anything you say, hand my baby back to me. And that dude, refuse. Just leave me your money or your honey. One of the two you'll have to lose. I said, Mr. Giant, I want to thank you for taking a load off my mind. But when it comes to choosing between my money and my honey, I'll take my money. What I'm saying? I mean my honey every time. And that dude,
the Mannish Boys from the West Coast, and from their new release, a double disc set called Double Dynamite, a tune called That Dude It. Before hearing the Mannish Boys, we heard David Egan from the disc You Don't Know Your Mind, David doing Bourbon in My Cup. And again, David will be playing at playing for a brunch this coming Sunday at the Blue Dog Cafe. We have blues for you until 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
Support for KRVS comes from Louisiana Maine to Maine, showcasing and celebrating the art, music, shopping, and food of Louisiana's downtown areas. To discover more about Louisiana's Main Street communities and see a November calendar of events, the website is maintomaine.org.
We heard David Egan a few minutes ago. David has been living in the Acadiana area for some years, but he's originally from Shreveport. And Shreveport has provided a whole lot of blues artists over the years. We're going to turn to one of the most famous. We're going to go back to 1943. Here is Lead Belly on guitar and vocals with Sonny Terry on blues harp.
Yeah, you come a walking today.
1942, that was Arthur Big Boy crewed up with a number called Mean Old Frisco, a tune that Muddy Waters would later cover. Before we heard Arthur crewed up, we heard Lead Belly from 1943, along with Sonny Terry on blues harp. Lead Belly doing a number called Good Morning Blues on his big 12-string guitar. Well, we just heard Arthur Big Boy crewed up. Several of his blues tunes were covered by other artists. The most famous, of course, is one that Elvis Presley covered back in 1954 for Sun Records that sort of launched his career right off the bat, almost stratospherically, and also forever associated blues with rock and roll, and that, of course, was the Rock Me Mama that Big Boy crewed up recorded. There's a story, interesting story about that. Presumably it's true, but, well, you never know about some of these stories. And that was that crewed up was playing supposedly on the street, and Lester Melrose, the promoter for Bluebird Records, heard him play, liked what he was doing, and told him, look, if you have some original blues to record, come see me. I'll be happy to record him. But Melrose didn't want to record just standard blues that he'd heard in all sorts of other places. Anyway, crewed up supposedly went to Tampa Red. Tampa Red mentored a lot of people that were new to the Chicago blues scene, and Well, let me see, what was it, 1939, I think was it, that Crudup went to Chicago. But anyway, Tampa Red was known to help out other aspiring musicians. And supposedly, as the way the story goes anyway, is Tampa Red helped Crudup write the tune, his classic Rock Me Mama, that Crudup then recorded in, what was it, 1946, September of 46. And he didn't last long with, Crudup didn't last long with Lester Melrose, because he found out he wasn't getting any royalties. He stayed in the blues for a while, but ended up by the mid-1950s getting out of performing, moving back to his native Mississippi and having a lucrative bootlegging business. But I digress. Let's talk about Tampa Red. In fact, let's let Tampa Red do the talking. From 1940, Tampa Red on guitar with Don't You Lie to Me.
You give me yours too, but don't you lie to me. Don't you lie to me. It makes me mad and I get evil as a man can be.
Oh, yes, I know. Oh,
Recorded in 1933, sort of celebrating the end of Prohibition at that time. That was Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals doing a number called Devil's Island Gin Blues, and allegedly the product Devil's Island Endurance Gin was a brand reportedly manufactured for the guards at the French penal colony of Devil's Island. And of course, Roosevelt Sykes was quite a fine piano stylist. He ended up eventually moving to New Orleans. He lived in St. Louis and Chicago, and then settled in New Orleans around 1954 because the city of New Orleans still provided a lot of venues for pianists like Sykes, whereas Chicago blues had sort of become more guitar oriented than anything else. We heard another Chicago denizen prior to hearing Sykes. We heard Tampa Red, originally from Tampa, or raised, I should say, in Tampa, Florida, originally from Georgia. We heard him from 1940 doing a number called "Don't You Lie to Me." Tampa Red, the guitar wizard, he used to be called. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, and this program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, also the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. If you'd like to learn more about KRVS and how you can support locally produced programming, check us out on the web at krvs.org, where we stream live audio. We also broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Got Roy Rogers to take us up to news time with NPR. Little number called Rough House, and we'll see you on the flip side of the news at 10:06.